Chapter 19. And the second heritage came out for the tribe of Simeon by their families, and their heritage was in the middle of the heritage of the children of Judah. And they had for their heritage Beersheba and Shammah and Molada and Hazashul and Bala and Ezim and El Tolad and Bethuel and Hormah and Ziklag and Beth Markaboth and Hazar Sizar and Beth Lebaoth and Sharon, 13 towns with their unwalled places, Ain, Rimmon, and Ether and Ishan, 4 towns with their unwalled places, and all the unwalled places round about these towns as far as Berlath-Biramah to the south. This is the heritage of the tribe of Simeon by their families. The heritage of Simeon was taken out of Judah's stretch of land, for Judah's part was more than they had need of, so the heritage of the children of Simeon was inside their heritage. And the third heritage came out for Zebulun by their families. The limit of their heritage was as far as Sarid, and their limit goes up to the west to Merala, stretching to Dabshith, and to the stream in front of Jonim, then turning east from Sarid to the limit of Chisloth Tabor. It goes out to Dabarat, and up to Japhia, and from there it goes on east to Gath Hepher, to Eth Kazin, ending at Rimmon, which goes as far as Near, and the line goes round it on the north to Hanathon, ending at the valley of Iftael, and Kattath and Nahalil and the Shimron and Idalah and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the children of Zebulun by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For Issachar the fourth heritage came out, for the children of Issachar by their families, and their limit was to Jezreel and Chesloth and Shunem and Hapharim and Shion and Anaharat and Rabith and Kishon and Abez and Remeth and Enganim and Enhadar and Beth Pazes, and their limit goes as far as Tabor and Shah Azima and Beth Shemesh, ending at Jordan, 16 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Issachar by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. And the fifth heritage came out for the tribe of Asher by their families. And their limit was Helkath and Hali and Beton and Aixhaf and Elamelch and Amid and Mishael, stretching to Carmel on the west and Shihor Libnath, turning to the east to Beth Dagon and stretching to Zebulun and the valley of Iftael as far as Beth Emek and Neil to the north. On the left it goes as far as Kabul and Ebron and Rehob and Hammon and Kana, to Great Zidon, and the limit goes round Ramah and the walled town of Tyre and Hosa, ending at the sea by Heleb and Aksib, and Umar and Aphek and Rehob, 22 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Asher by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For the children of Naphtali the sixth heritage came out, for the children of Naphtali by their families, and their limit was from Helif, from the oak tree in Zananim, and Adami Hanakab and Jabneel, as far as Lakham, ending at Jordan, and turning west to Asnath Tabor. The limit goes out from there to Hukok, stretching to Zebulun on the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah at Jordan on the east. And the walled towns are Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Chinnereth and Adama and Ramah and Hazor and Kadesh and Edrei and Enhazor and Ion and Migdalel, Hum and Beth Anath and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Naphtali by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For the tribe of Dan by their families the seventh heritage came out, and the limit of their heritage was Zorah and Eshtaol and Ir Shemesh and Sha'alabin and Ijalon and Ithla and Elon and Timnah and Ekron and Elk and Jibithan and Balath and Jahad and Ben-Abarak and Gath-Rimmon, and on the west was opposite Joppa. But the limit of the children of Dan was not wide enough for them, so the children of Dan went up and made war on Lushem and took it, putting it to the sword without mercy. And they took it for their heritage and made a place for themselves there, giving it the name of Lushem Dan, after the name of their father, Dan. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Dan by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. So the distribution of the land and its limits was complete, and the children of Israel gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a heritage among them. By the orders of the Lord they gave him the town for which he made request, Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. There, after building the town, he made his living place. These are the heritages which Eleazar the priest and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of families of the tribes of the children of Israel gave out at Shiloh, by the decision of the Lord. at the door of the tent of meeting. So the distribution of the land was complete.